currently touring with their show, which is all over the UK until the end of April. Ian Aspetall and Jonty Stevens, Eric and Ern, are appearing at the Tunbridge Wells Assembly Halls on Tuesday, 15th of March, and I'm delighted to say that they join me now. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hello.
Lovely to see you. You know, you're so like the guys. I feel like I want to call you Eric and Ern. And I might actually do that to stop confusing myself. And you're totally confusing me because, Jonty, you're Eric and you're not wearing glasses.
No, we like to throw people.
And Ian, you've got the glasses on and you're Ern.
Hey! We are interchangeable.
Hey, that's my line.
So I'm totally confused. I'm sorry to say I haven't seen your act live, but I have seen a recording of your performance. And first of all, I have to congratulate you. It's uncanny. You have them off to a T. The voices, the appearance, the mannerisms, and their comic timing. It really is uncanny. Have you been doing this a long time? Has it taken a long time to perfect?
On and off, 7 years. And we've had a bit of a gap as well, because there was some pandemic, but we don't talk about that. But it started off as a 5-minute sketch, isn't it, Ian? We were asked to do it.
For our mates at the golf club, and because Jonty's always been a brilliant Eric, and they asked me to do Eric, and he needed an Ernie, and I just happened to be at the bar. It was summer, and I had my shorts on, and Jonty and I short had hairy legs.
It just had to be, do you know what I mean? There they were, in all their glory.
And Jonty's lost his hair for the part as well, which I think is admirable, really.
It is admirable. And you used to be 6'2", didn't you?
Exactly.
You're growing into the part. Scary undertaking. You know, everybody knows them so well. You're very brave, first of all, to take them on. And the feedback you received, was it an instant fit? I mean, did you get feedback right away to encourage you to carry on with this?
It's very interesting to use the word brave. I think we've always said that, haven't we, Ian? We were very nervous about it, but we were encouraged, having done this short sketch by mates of ours who are in the business, actors and producers and directors, and said, boys, this is uncanny, you've got to do something. So that gave us some belief, but obviously getting it right was the key, and hopefully we managed to do it. But when we were in Edinburgh doing the play, which this show is spawned from, Eric and Little Ern, we were at Edinburgh in 2013, and we got a message, didn't we, to the box office.
Yeah, saying Gary Morecambe's bought a ticket.
His son. Oh my goodness.
He turned up, and that show, we did the show, and the Eric Little Ern is a play. It's about the last hour of Ernie's life, and then you break into the stand-up routine. It's a lovely piece. And at the end, we got a standing ovation, and everybody followed. And as we came out, two girls were there, about 26, 27, saying, can we just say that's the best show we've seen in Edinburgh this year? We don't know who Morecambe Wise were, but we do now. We love it. Thank you so much. Fantastic. And as they walked away, Gary stepped forward and went, did you pay them to do that? And that was the start of our relationship with Gary Morecambe and the family and the estate. So
it's nice to have their endorsement, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Really is. We thought, oh, we'll do it for a couple of weeks if we're lucky. And, you know, that'll be that. But we'll have done Edinburgh, and what a great fun that'll be. And, of course, Edinburgh took off. Then we did the West End. Then this play was nominated for an Olivier Award. And then we've done this show, and this keeps going. And we think, oh, the audience is done. But people want to see this coming, especially now, coming out of the times that we've had. I think it is a real uplifting experience for people and takes them back to different, more simpler times, you know?
Yeah, we could all do with a good laugh, couldn't we, at the moment?
Yeah, definitely.
So you're coming to Tunbridge Wells, and we're looking forward to that. Tell me a bit about the show. Are all the sketches that we love, are they in there?
We've got all the right sketches, but not necessarily in the right order. No, it's this show. I said the play was about their lives and their relationship. This show is a spin-off, and it's songs, sketches, routines. Some you'll know and love, some you won't know. That they did, less known, but also some material that we put in, all in the style of Eric and Ern. But actually, talking about Liverpool, because you're from Liverpool, we played Liverpool, we met a couple afterwards, and we met this lady, and she said, we were chatting to her, and she said, when I was a kid, I remember watching Morecambe Wise on the TV with my mum and dad and my grandparents, and I was sat on the floor, and she said, I remember wishing I could be in the studio watching them live. And she said, tonight, my wish came true.
Oh, isn't that lovely? And I'm sure that was a genuine event as well. Yeah,
fabulous. Absolutely, yeah.
Jonty, please tell me you do the paper bag trick.
Do you know we do? But yeah, when we're doing that, I get the paper bag out of my pocket and it gets a round of applause all on its own. I mean, we don't have to do anything. The bag itself, just the actual action of picking the bag out of my pocket, who'd think that sort of little thing resonates with so many people? And so afterwards, people come and say, I thought that was my dad. My dad always did that trick to me because, you know, they don't have Eric and Ernie in their consciousness, the kids of. Mm. Who are coming to see this show. I mean, that's another thing to say, is that you get the diehard Eric and Ernie fans. We're getting a lot of young people coming. I mean, some dragged there, and then by the end, they just love it. They might think, well, what's this rubbish old comedy? But by the end of it, they just won over, you know. So for them, it's new material.
Yeah. There's a 10-year-old boy in the front row the other night just laughing his head off. I mean, he's got the paper bag out, and he's hysterical. The mum was watching the boy, and the grandma was watching the mum watching the boy. They're all watching this little boy laughing and enjoying. Because, like, you know, he's seeing it for the first time, like we saw it for the first time when we were that age. Although,
it's just timeless, silly humour, which is wonderful, isn't it? Yeah. Shall we have a short break? I want to play, it has to be, really, doesn't it? Their signature tune, Eric Morecambe, Ernie Wise, singing Bring Me Sunshine.
Sunshine in your smile, bring me laughter all the while. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
Hey! So that was great, wasn't it? Absolutely brilliant. Eric Morecambe, Anywise, it's such an uplifting song, isn't it?
It is.
And very emotional as well. A lot of people say, they watch our show and they're laughing, their heads are tears, their bellies are hurting, the tears are all in their cheeks at the end, are laughing so much. And then we sing Bring Me Sunshine, and then there's another set of tears come because they're remembering watching it back with their mum and dad and grandparents or whatever. So it's really quite an emotional song for all sorts of reasons.
Mm. So Eric and Ernie always had a victim, not always, but they usually picked on someone, didn't they? A celebrity often. And do you have a victim in your show?
We do have a victim. We have a guest singer who sings beautifully, and through one number it might get slightly spoiled by Eric and Ernie in some way. We couldn't possibly tell you what it is or what way, but look out for it when you come because it'll be quite obvious.
And she's a great singer in her own right.
So she is, absolutely.
She's another motivator. She's great,
And she's a good sport.
Yeah, she's a good sport. She has to be.
And she tries not to laugh. Which is hard for her, I think.
Do you ever ad lib? Do you put your own stuff in there?
No.
Never. No, we do.
Oh, yeah, you do?
Oh, yes.
It's a live show. And occasionally we might get the lines in the wrong order or miss something out or somebody reacts in the audience and shouts something out. So you have to respond.
So have you got any standout performances that you've walked off stage and thought, we really cracked it. You know, we knocked that one out the park.
You know, that's very interesting you say that. I think sometimes we do. There are moments when you sort of think you feel as if you're being joined by two other people who are above us. And it's quite weird sometimes, isn't it? We do sort of get lost in it sometimes in a good way.
Yes.
Yeah, in a good way.
We'll come up and go, we were Eric and Ernie tonight. We are Eric and Ernie every night, but some nights are just a couple of magical nights we've had. The first night in the West End was magical. That was just Michael Grade from the audience.
Lord Grade.
Lord Grade in the audience. And he sent us a note afterwards saying, inviting us for tea at the House of Lords. And basically, he just wanted to talk about Eric and Ernie because he loved them so much. Barry Cryer came to. We worked with Barry. And when we were writing the play, we spent a day with him, went to his house, and then he said, shall we adjourn to the pub? So we went to the pub, about three pints in. We said, look, Barry, can we give you something? You've been so helpful. Thank you so much for doing it. Is there anything we can give you? He said, buy me a pint and invite me to the first night. And we did both. And he came to the first night, and he's on our video. saying how much he enjoyed
the
show.
He's on our trailer at the end. He said some lovely things.
Yeah, I saw, yes, and he was genuinely just so impressed with your performance, as I was when I watched it. It brought back some very, very happy, fond memories of my childhood and Christmases. Yeah. And it is a very nostalgic feeling when I watched you perform. I thought, wow, you've got them off to a tee. Absolutely fantastic.
So you can join us, Lynn. Has anyone ever told you look like Cilla Black?
Do you know what? Yes. I have, yes. They used to call me Cilla.
You can join us as Cilla, you know.
I know, I could. We could have a Laura, Laura laughs.
There you go.
Could have I you say, seen the sketch with Cilla?
With Morecambe and Wise?
Yeah.
I must have done. I can't recall.
Well, we used it in the show, but there's a line when Cilla comes on and Eric says to her, he said, "Don't look now, Ern, but some curly haired choir boys just come up on stage." And that and he just that
was Cilla.
So we're gonna have a question. We're running a competition. And you are going to give us a question. And we're offering two pairs of tickets to see your show next Tuesday. So give me a question, gentlemen, and hopefully we shall have a couple of winners who'll be sitting there in the audience enjoying your show on Tuesday next week. So what's your question?
So the question is, what is the real surname of Eric and Ernie? Morecambe and Wise, what's their real surnames before they became Morecambe and Wise?
Morecambe and Wise. Okay, great. Thank you.
Very good.
Yeah, run that competition for the week. Eric and Ernie. Jonty and Ian, you are appearing at the Assembly Hall Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, Tuesday, 15th of March. Don't miss a fun evening. Get your tickets. You won't be disappointed, I promise you. Thanks again, gentlemen, for coming today to chat to me. Good luck with the rest of the tour. And we'll see you in Tunbridge Wells on the 15th.
Look forward to it.
Go hey. Brilliant. Thank you.